In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we have the leave of the Ascension, a big holiday that we have celebrated. Today we heard the Gospel that the Lord, in which the Lord again is praying to His Father, is praying about the oneness that He wants His disciples to have together with Him and with the Father and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, that oneness is so precious to the Lord. He prayed not only for the disciples, but He prayed for every one of those who would listen to His disciples. And He stated in another part of the Gospel that people will know that you are my disciples because ye have love for one another. Do we have that kind of love that's needed to so that people in the world will recognize that we are disciples of our Lord? Do we have that love? Ask that question when in the relationship that you have with your close ones, with the relatives or with friends or foes or enemies and so on. Do you remember what the Lord said about love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who do you harm? Do you remember these things? Do we remember that? Do we put it in practice? Because that's what the real love would be. The real love that the Lord has, He has the love not only to those who love Him, but to those who hate Him. He still has the love for them. And this is what we have to learn to do. We have to do that, my beloved. We have a very big tragedy, even in the example of our church situation. We are calling ourselves Orthodox Christians, and Orthodox Christians, we are all over the world. We're supposed to be one church of Christ, all in union together, all in love, having the love for each other. And what is happening? And we are being torn apart. We are being torn apart by whom? Who's doing that? Who's tearing us apart? The filthy scums, the demons. The demons, as it was said in the lives of the saints, when the area had taken over so much of part of the church, and many, many centuries ago, and then one of the saints had seen that the Lord's clothes was torn, was torn by Arian, that he was being torn. And this is what's happening now. Why can't we get together? Why can't we get together on the same faith and the same belief? Because the enemy stands in the way, because the enemy uses all kinds of things, but mainly his own child, the child of pride, because the pride comes from him. And this is what is causing the biggest problem, is through the pride, everybody thinks that he is it. And if he is it, and if anybody is not with him, then he is not a part of the Lord's church. And this is all the enemy is doing. My beloved, we have to get together. We have to get together, but not with those who had fallen into the some kind of a heresy. For instance, the heresy of ecumenism, then the heresy of Certainism. We cannot unite with them until they leave those heresies, until they are recognize what they have done is wrong. My beloved, this was the condition of the unification between the church abroad and the Moscow Patriarchate. But something happened, and they were tricked into accepting it without having the Moscow Patriarchate to leave the World Council of Churches, without them acknowledging that it was a terrible thing that Sergei Stragarovsky, the Metropolitan, did by his declaration, my beloved. But can we in our hearts truly say that the Lord doesn't want the salvation of those people that are in the Moscow Patriarchate or in the New Calendarist Church in Greece or other places where they have erred, where they have went away from the truth or gotten caught in some kind of a heresy and so on? Can we say that the Lord doesn't want their salvation? No, we cannot. We know that the Lord doesn't want anybody to fail, to be lost. He wants everybody to be saved. And even those who have apostated, He is waiting for them to return, to come back. Can they return and come back? Can we help them to do that? Well, yes, we could, if we would show them example of love. If we would show them that we love our Lord and we love them, and we love them and we're praying for them to return to the truth. My beloved, this is what the Spirit of Christ is. The Spirit of Christ is unification, is to unify everybody, but not under pretext of under the love regarding disregarding the truth. We must unify everybody and to be together because we have to believe the same way. We have to believe and accept the same teaching. We cannot go away from the teachings of the Lord Himself and the disciples, His disciples, and all the councils that were the seven ecumenical councils, and all the rules that they have made. It, we have to accept the dogmas in the pure teachings. We have to be of one mind, so that we can be in one heart. This is what we have to strive for. How is it possible to do? Well, I can only see one real way at this point, and this is to pray, intensify the prayer, pray all the time, and pray that the Lord will hear our voice in the wilderness to bring people about to repent and to leave the heresies and leave all the terrible things that they may have gotten involved in the love of the world more than the love of the Lord. We have to continue to pray. Can it happen? Yes, it can happen. It can. God is all powerful, and He is everywhere present and finished all things, and this is what His wish is also. But He will not go against our will. He will not approach or give the special grace to somebody that doesn't want Him, that has hated Him, that has become a son of the devil. He doesn't want to force them, and because He gave us the freedom, because without the freedom we cannot love. We need the freedom to be able to love. Let's exercise our right of freedom, and let's turn to our Lord voluntarily. Let's love Him, for He had done so much, and He is constantly doing so much for us, and we have to give Him the credit. We have to acknowledge that, and if we acknowledge that, there's no way that we cannot love Him. We will love Him with all our heart and mind and soul, and we will then adhere to His commandment, because that's a proof of our love. If we obey His commandment, when He says to love our enemies, we will truly will do that. We will truly love them as if they're our brothers. We will love them and pray for their salvation, so that they will come out of their darkness, out of their corners. This is the Spirit of Christ. May God help us all to intensify the prayers for all those that are lost, for they are lost sheep to the Lord, and He loves them, and we have to love them, and we have to want and to pray that the Lord will somehow lead them in such a way so that they will acknowledge their fault, and that they would repent and come to the knowledge of truth and be free from the enemy. Amen.